Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And today, before we get started on Monday Motivation, I wanted to just remind you, if you're not following us and we're not connected on Instagram as well as Twitter at SYS Podcast One, go ahead and follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, as well as on Facebook so we can remain connected. And if you've been enjoying the show in previous episodes, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, all of your favorite streaming providers. Now, without further ado, I want to just take a moment and I know we just came off Father's Day. We just celebrated the fathers and just what their purpose is that they serve, being the protector, being the provider. However, I want to make sure that we also celebrate those mothers, the mothers who have fought, the mothers who have protected, the mothers who have covered, the mothers who have provided and slid in that position to serve not only their maternal role, but also the paternal role. So the mother and the father position. So we want to celebrate them as well. And just in honor of that, I wanted to just share with you a brief clip from a previous episode that I had the pleasure of interviewing my father on episode 102. My father, his name is Dr. Fred Jones. And after sitting down with him and interviewing him, I wanted to just share just a few of these tidbits from the episode. And if you want to have the opportunity to hear the full episode, all you have to do is make sure you subscribe to the podcast, but then go back and scroll through and then just be able to listen to the full episode. So that's going to be episode 102. And I want to go ahead and just play just a few clips so you can hear from some sound bites. Or if you're following us on YouTube, you can be able to watch my father and me sit down and have the opportunity to do the interview. So without further ado, let's go ahead and play the clip.
The first question I want to ask you is, why hire a coach? Why should anyone hire a coach?
You don't know what you don't know. And the most expensive thing you will ever pay is listening to Dodo, Slow, and Don't Know. The most expensive thing you're going to ever pay is attention to the wrong people. So you hire a coach because a coach is going to help you get there faster. They're going to help you save a lot more time, money, because a good coach, a qualified coach, a well-vetted coach is going to help you save you. They're going to buy you time and help you avoid a lot of costly mistakes.
Okay, so help you.
Based off of their mistakes.
So that, and I think that's, I think that statement could almost be contradictory, because when we're, when we grow up and we go through school and we go through classes, they say, don't take shortcuts. Jonathan, don't take shortcuts in life. Yeah. You don't want to take shortcuts in life, because if you take shortcuts in life, then you won't have everything that you need when you arrive. But the thing I really enjoy about, go ahead. You say, I want to hear what you're about to say. I was about to say, the thing I really enjoy and I've seen to be true with coaches is that by hiring a coach, you're not taking a shortcut, but you're ultimately investing in the long term.
You're taking the best cut.
Okay. Talk about that.
You're taking the diamond cut. We were talking earlier about the diamond. Clarity. The character of the diamond. And there's some other elements.
The color
of the diamond. Those things are very, very important. School doesn't teach you how to create a job. School teaches you how to prepare to have a job. Coaches teach you how to create jobs.
That's good. Yeah, so and now I feel like the conversation has just shifted a little bit. And now we talk about how school teaches you how to work in a job. Coaching teaches you how to create a job, you said. So it sounds like there's a shift. And I feel that this hits on something that you typically talk about with your clients, and you typically talk about in your mastermind, when your group, when you begin to talk about mindset. Can you tell us a little bit about, can you address that mindset between the shift of showing up every day, having 9 to 5, and showing up every day doing your own blank. Some people might even call it your own passion project. But how would you address that?
Mindset is how you look at a thing, how you see it. If you look at a glass as half empty or half full, mindset is taking the limits off of life, taking the limits off of you, and saying to myself or to yourself, self, if I could create the life and business of my dreams, what would I create? That's mindset. Mindset is saying it's possible, it's doable. But most people have been taught with a limited mindset. There are only so many jobs. There's only so much money. There's only so many positions the company is offering. But how about if you create the company? How about if you own the bank? How about if you are creating unlimited resources? That's mindset shift.
So as you can see that I'm a chip off the old block, right? As you just saw, my father and I sat down and did an interview, and I really enjoyed him being my first interviewee and having the opportunity just to sit down and talk with him, and knowing that he was the first individual that challenged me to invest in myself. He was the first individual that I saw speak. He was the first individual that I saw send me a $1,000 invoice that I had to pay. So I just wanted to share that just in respect to my dad, in respect to all the fathers out there, in respect to all those individuals who might be a role model, who might be, some people might call them stepfathers, but they might say, no, I'm not a stepfather. This isn't my stepchild. This is my child. I want to applaud each and every one of you, because without you all, the world would not go round. So we need our fathers, but most importantly, we can't forget that we need our mothers as well. So I want to wish a happy Father's Day to you and yours, and even those who might have had fathers who might have passed on and gone on in heaven to be with the Lord. I also want to just take this moment to remember these gentlemen who served in the role of being a father, protector, provider, and the pastor of their house. So from Speak Your Success and from your host, TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones, I want to say thank you, fathers, because you matter. Friends, be sure to connect with us. Once again, SYS Podcast 1 on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast. We're logging out. Just want to remind you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Take care.